Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Firewood crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the radio, Big Dipper hanging high up there, breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been the church going tight, can't quote much past 3:16, even though it's a Friday night, church found me. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, amen. Tell them, boys. Yeah, man. Gotta thank him for a little piece of dirt, little piece of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel I don't deserve, the kind that you never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like, no, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, and there's folks like us sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God. Like and who the hell does? If it's like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The war between Russia and Ukraine still raging. Ukraine destroying two key bridges in Russia's Kursk region. And in the Middle East, Israeli strikes across Gaza killed dozens of people overnight and this morning, including young quintuplets. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to the region to try and broker a ceasefire.
Even while that intense diplomatic push to end the war plays out, Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. More than 60 people killed this weekend, including children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry, with 15 members of one single family killed in an Israeli strike Saturday.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. In the U.S., the Democratic National Convention opens in Chicago tomorrow with Kamala Harris at the top of the presidential ticket. More than 50,000 convention goers and tens of thousands of protesters expected under tight security. And disgraced ex-congressman from New York, George Santos, is due in federal court tomorrow, where sources tell ABC News he's expected to plead guilty to fraud charges. This is a scare in the air in eastern Germany. Two gondolas on a Ferris wheel caught fire at a music festival, injuring at least 23 people. A news agency reports the fire started on one gondola and then spread to a second one on Saturday night. Four people suffered burns and one suffered injuries from a fall. The others, including first responders and at least four police officers, had possible smoke inhalation. The cause is still under investigation. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is back. Events this weekend marking 10 years since millions around the world first poured ice water on their heads when challenged on social media, all to raise awareness of the serious neurological disorder ALS. North Carolina business owner Colin Leonard organizing a giant soak party in Raleigh on Saturday ahead of his restaurant's annual ALS Awareness 5K race next month.
To get people posting these videos, tagging folks they know.
The Ice Bucket Challenge started in August 2014 with friends and celebrities challenging other to dump ice on their heads. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. We'll have light north winds and highs in the lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear in mid-50s. Sunshine near 80 to start your work week. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. It's 75 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring. I'm that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you. Yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that that's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Well, it's another great hour of music on the way with Bailey Zimmerman, Confederate Railroad, and right now it's downtown. Here's Lady A.
Well, all the parties on the streets are talking, store from mannequins sleeping in lights. We used to smoke while we were jaywalking, like it was your birthday every other Saturday night. Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on the laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why it all take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little uh-uh, but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
WRDM.
I hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. I met this southern girl. She said to call me the queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. Things I'd never seen.
back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water.
In the hits all day long. Real Country 1430.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should've walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
NASCAR returns this weekend. Listen into the racing action going on today around 1 a.m. airtime on RealCountry1430.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag, or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He finally gave in to his friend's girlfriend when she said there's someone you should meet. At a crowded restaurant way across town, he waited impatiently. When she walked in, their eyes met, and they both stared. And right there and then, everyone else disappeared. But one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. Put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment the whole revolved around one boy and one girl. In no time at all, they were standing there in the front of a little church, among their friends and family, repeating those sacred words. Said, son, kiss your bride, and he raised her veil. Like the night they met, time just stood still. For one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. She smiled, and they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment, the whole world revolved around one boy and one girl. Twins, one boy.
one girl.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This is Tyler Reddick.
Out front when it mattered the most, and here he comes.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready.
From Michigan International Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
In a land of Wolverines, Spartans, Lions, Tigers, Pistons, and Red Wings, today, Michigan sports attentions turn to NASCAR in the Irish Hills. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Firekeepers Casino 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you. We're so happy you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us. Michigan International Speedway is located in Brooklyn, Michigan. That's about an hour and a half drive from downtown Detroit, home to Ford and Chevrolet. And with that close proximity to those racing headquarters, there is lots on the line this afternoon. Let's go to the tower. Let's bring in Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden, your anchors for today's broadcast. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Jeff, I'll begin with you. It's always great being back in your neck of the woods. And today, these teams have a lot to deal with in a 400-miler. They've had a lot to deal with all weekend long. Today is going to be a barn burner here in the Irish Hills.
Yeah, Mike, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to everybody. Two things. Let's talk about this, Alex Hayden. One we want, one we don't want. First, a little-known award that every team wants. It is the Heritage Cup, going to the winning manufacturer from right here at Michigan. Now, Ford has won it. Or one here, 44 times, 9 in a row. Chevrolet, 26. Kyle Larson, he's won the last three straight for Chevrolet. And Toyota, 5 times, most recently 2015 with Matt Kenseth. What is it, Alex, about the Heritage Cup that makes it so important?
Obviously, the manufacturers are so valuable to the sport of NASCAR racing, but this is something specific to them. This is their trophy, something they can take back to their headquarters and parade it around the factories and parade it around to all the employees and have an opportunity to say, here's what your work is doing. We're winning trophies, and here you have physical evidence of it. It's that important to these manufacturers. Ford and Chevrolet just up the road in Detroit, Michigan. Toyota not based here, but believe me, Toyota wants that Heritage Cup because there's nothing sweeter in their eyes than taking the Heritage Cup right here in their own backyard.
Three Toyotas will lead the field to the green flag coming up later on, and Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell. All right, that's what everybody wants. What we don't want is another visit by Mother Nature. We don't want rain. Right now, 75 degrees, blue sky, white clouds, but there's more to this story.
There is. There is some showers in and around the greater central Michigan area. We may have a sprinkle or two, not once, not twice, maybe three times today. Who knows how this will play out? Maybe it'll get close to the racetrack and dissipate. The bottom line is, yes, every team, everybody here at the racetrack is aware that there is rain in the area, but we're hoping for the very best.
So, Mike, that's just two of the many storylines prior to the green flag in the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. And there is a lot more to come here on NASCAR Live Race Day. Jeff alludes to all the storylines. We'll be covering those here as we count you down to the waving of the green flag. But first, before all of that, let's check some NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Wednesday, NASCAR announced its response to Sunday night's conclusion of the Cookout 400 in Richmond. After contact with Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin, Austin Dillon won the race. But because of behavioral misconduct on the last lap, NASCAR determined Austin and the team were allowed to keep the win, but lost the playoff eligibility that came with it. The team is appealing that decision. Also, Joey Logano was penalized $50,000 for burning out on pit road after the race. Last night, NASCAR announced the season-opening 2025 Clash will be run at the legendary Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That'll happen on Sunday, February the 2nd. The last time Cup cars were on Bowman Gray was back in 1971. Here at Michigan, the racing weekend got started Friday night with the ARCA Menards Series. Connor Zilich continued his amazing winning streak, getting his fourth win in his fourth start of the season.
Yeah, this one's special. I've had this one circled on the calendar for a long time. I've been looking forward to getting to these racetracks and driving on these high-speed tracks. And, you know, it felt good to go out there and get the win there in my first track longer than a mile.
ARCA teams are also racing today at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Yesterday, Justin Allgaier won the Cabo Wabo 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race, his 25th career win, and his first here at MIS.
When I was 5 years old coming to this racetrack, watching Cup cars run around here and ARCA cars and, you know, Busch cars back then, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I'd hit that number, and it's been truly special.
Before yesterday's race, Haas Factory Team announced its NASCAR Xfinity Series driver lineup for 2025. Sheldon Creed will leave Joe Gibbs Racing, and Sam Mayer will leave Junior Motorsports to complete the two-driver roster. And NASCAR and We the Vets and Military Families announced an initiative to recruit veterans and military families to serve as nonpartisan poll workers across the country this fall. Ellen Gustafson is the executive director of We the Veterans and Military Families.
This is a place that has always been a support system for veterans and military family members. You know, when you come to NASCAR, you see American flags, you see patriotism all through the whole system. And that's exactly how we feel about how we want Americans to see supporting our elections.
For more on this initiative, go to WeTheVets.com. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll go one-on-one with last year's Michigan winner Chris Buescher, who finds himself wrestling for a spot in the playoffs. John Hunter Nemechek will give us the keys to winning today's race. Todd Gordon, four-time Michigan International Speedway winner, will give us the crew chiefing perspective. And we'll check in with some of the drivers ahead of today's 400-miler in the Irish Hills of Michigan.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it's here. Stop in this weekend to save big. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Before we continue, we'd like to draw attention to a couple of gentlemen that have made a tremendous impact in motorsports that we've lost this week. Former Team Penske crew chief Roy McCauley passed away earlier this week. Roy won the 2008 Daytona 500 with Ryan Newman. Roy was 53. Also, dirt racing icon Scott Blomqvist perished in a plane crash Friday morning. Bloomer has one NASCAR start to his credit. He raced a truck at Eldora Speedway back in 2013. Scott was 60 years of age. All of us here at the Motor Racing Network send out our condolences to the families of Roy McCauley and Scott Blomqvist. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Busher now immediately drops to the bottom of the backstretch. Truex is with it. It's down to one car length. The battle for the lead and the win. Busher and Truex, final time into three. Here's Truex trying to find a way through on the bottom.
He's going to cut it down to a car length. He cuts it down to a half a car length. Absolute perfection for Chris Busher. He's going to come across the line. He will go back to back. Chris Busher won a week ago. He backs it up with a win here at the Michigan International Speedway. Back to back for Chris. Back to back for RFK.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded last summer. Chris Busher went to victory lane for a second straight week. What a stretch of races that was for Chris Busher and that Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing team. He would end up winning three races in a four-week span. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Fast forward now, if you will, to 2024. Chris Busher is still winless this season, and currently he and the team sit on the bubble in the playoff standings. With three races to go in the regular season, the margins for error are small. I had a chance to catch up with Chris yesterday.
After the race at Richmond, we have three races to go in the regular season. Biggest question, where are you and the 17 team as far as the outlook for the next three races trying to make your way into playoff territory?
Well, it's racetracks that were very good to us last year. So two of the three that we were able to win at last go around, and then in Darlington, we were in the hunt for the win there just a few short months ago. So as far as where our head's at, I would say that we're very confident in what we have coming at us here. Looking forward to getting on racetrack and getting into victory lane, because we should have been there by now, but ultimately haven't been able to seal the deal. And it's time to do that. So I am really excited about what we have looking right out the windshield, and I feel like we're in a good spot. We're just we should have been in a better spot.
Where is this race team now compared to where you were a year ago, clicking off wins back to back at Richmond and Michigan?
We're better. We're more consistent. This is when we finally kind of found our way last year. We started the season off with a runner-up finish in Phoenix. You know, I mean, that's we started off way stronger, and we've been, so close to, a couple of wins throughout the entire season at different styles of racetracks, to where consistently across the board we are just we're better, and we just haven't gotten that last bit. And the sport's hard; it's supposed to be hard, but ultimately we need to be able to get that last little bit, put trophies up on the mantle, and be talking about being locked into a playoff situation so we can go race for a championship. Because I do think with the consistency we've had this year, we can go do really big things there. So we gotta get through the next couple of weeks and do some good and get to the point where we can start paying attention to the final 10.
How small is the room for error? The margin for error, how small is it?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a zero line currently, right? So that's pretty tight. And for us, I think that we look back through the season in different moments and a point here or there and, some situations that should have been so much better. And, it's just Darlington. And one corner went from having a chance to win a race and lock in to finishing that race 28th or 30th or something, right? There's a massive amount of points lost. We've been good, and it's part of our style is being consistent and really being smart with our races and making sure we take care of everything so that we do have something to fall back on when we have our
bad luck days, but we make sure that we don't create our own bad luck.
Now, this question is by no means tied into the events of a week ago at Richmond, but considering where you are in your lot in life right now, how aggressive can you and the team be with pit calls and moves on the racetrack, knowing the room for error is so small?
It's a tricky question because you know, we're all have the same goal, end goal here, and even within the team. But it's you know, how do you you take a risk and know the damage that can be done and the reward that can happen off of it. So we got to be aggressive. I hate points racing. I hate it with a passion. I hate how it's become so much of a talking point in our sport, and it seems like just every year we come out of Daytona 500 talking about points, and I get so frustrated by it because I just want to go to the racetrack and figure out how to win this week and not have to have the other thoughts in your mind on you know, how you need to play your race out differently. But it just is such a massive part of our sport. So wanted to be better. Want to figure out how to get to the point where you know, we get this win and we are done. So so if that involves taking some risks, I'm in for it. You know, I don't want to come to the track and say we put 90% in because we were scared. You know, want to leave out of here and say, man, we left everything we had on the table and that's that. And that's I want to say that's why we're sitting here with a win at the end of the day, right? So it's just mindset I've had throughout my career from some of my best friends that helped me along the way, and you know, try and stick with it. But it's sure challenging when the sport is the way it is when it comes to playoffs and how we have to talk about things. It makes it tough at times.
Speaking of winning, it's something you've obviously done here before at Michigan. So give us the keys to a winning day and the elements that go into one.
A lack of precipitation is one of those elements that we would like. Sunday races are nice, but Monday treated us good last year. So I won't be that guy that's going to put my foot down and say, man, I just got to go away. But what I'll say is we've been very good here. Ford has been very good here. Obviously, this track means a lot to Jack, and he's already here this week, and it's good to see him back at the track after a couple weeks off and fired up and ready. So I know we'll have a great crowd out here. Sunday wins are more fun. They're just more fun when everyone's still here, when no one's got to go back to work, and you know, the camping spots are still full, and the stands are packed with more people. It's more fun to win those days. So I'm looking forward to a solid Sunday where you know, have good execution on the day on Sunday so that we can park this thing back in victory lane.
Chris will roll off from the 18th starting position this afternoon.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Today's Firekeepers Casino 400 is 200 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 45 and 120 from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to Michigan International Speedway. The fans are filing in, and they have been since before the sun came up this morning. They are set to go to see 400 miles of racing action with the NASCAR Cup Series. Yesterday, teams got limited practice because weather rolled in. It canceled half of practice and all of qualifying, so the starting lineup was set by the rule book, and that puts Denny Hamlin on pole position number one. He's going for his first Michigan win today. But Denny is a part of another storyline that we're following. We've been talking about the playoff bubble. Well, the regular season championship is up for grabs. It's between four drivers, Denny being one of them. He is 21 points out of the points lead. But again, he'll start from position number one. Let's get his thoughts. He's with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Denny is down here getting ready to be introduced to the fans. Denny, Mike Bagley just set up the run for the regular season championship. You've got a little work to do, 21 points. What is there about your car? What is there about Michigan that gives you optimism that you can climb further up into this battle?
Well, we hope to run up front, and if we do that, we're collecting points and winning races. So that, you know, this is such a hard execution game, which is why you've seen, like, average finisher drivers go up over the next-gen era time. So it's about execution. If we can just execute, I feel confident we can make up 21 points.
You talk about execution. Let's talk about race cars. You had limited practice yesterday. What do you know about your race car, and how do you feel about your race car going into today's run?
I couldn't tell anything in practice. I usually am a little off in practice anyway, but I feel like speed was pretty good, and it felt like we improved the things that hampered us in the race here last time.
Now we'll see what happens with it. Denny Hamlin has the Yahoo colors on his Toyota. And as you said, Mike, he will lead us to green here this afternoon.
Another driver in the regular season championship storyline is Tyler Reddick. Matter of fact, he is second in points overall, 5 points behind Kyle Larson. Tyler will start on the outside of the front row. He's with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And he's with his son, Beau, his wife, Alexa, here, newly married. Tyler Reddick, okay, we didn't do a lot of practice yesterday, about, what, 16 laps or so. The good news is you're starting up front, but 21st in practice yesterday. So what were the debriefs like in terms of what you guys may have today?
Well, we didn't get off to a fast start in practice yesterday, but certainly as I got used to the car, got some more laps on our tires, we could still run some pretty fast laps. You know, I think 11th lap on tires was our best lap in practice. So McDonald's Toyota Camry's got a lot of speed. It definitely showed that. So, thankfully we didn't, thankfully qualifying didn't happen. I think that was best case for us, what our strengths are, so we should be in good shape now. Start next to my boss, hopefully we can pass him or just slide into second place and get a good feel for our car. But week in and week out, I run a 2311, brings fast cars from airspeed to the race to the racetrack, so I have a lot of confidence.
Obviously the weather is a little bit of a variable, but how is that resin, you feel like, in turns one and two maybe going to come into factor later on in the day?
Yeah, it'll take time. I don't think it'll be ready right away, so we'll just keep an eye on it. I know there's a few drivers that, like myself, that'll want to get up there and use it. But, we'll just see when it's ready and take advantage of it.
All right, thank you so much. Tyler Reddick's got the McDonald's colors, going to start outside the front row in second.
So we'll go from the top of the point standings to the bubble line on the playoff leaderboard. And that's where Bubba Wallace comes into play. Bubba, a teammate to Tyler Reddick at 2311 Racing. Bubba coming off a top five last weekend at Richmond. He is on the bubble. He is in by three. He's starting fifth. Back to Steve Post.
Starting fifth, has a second place run here a couple of years ago, does Bubba Wallace. Bubba, we're always talking about you in the month of August and grinding it out and trying to go forward here. We've got today at Michigan, Daytona, Darlington, a pretty good stretch of races. How do you feel about this first one here today at Michigan?
Yeah, Post, I feel good about it. Our McDonald's Toyota Camry has felt good. I just didn't do a good job in practice of getting the full capability out of our car. So to end up fifth was good. Start fifth is even better. But we know it's a long race. Anything can happen. So we just need to take care of ourselves, be mindful of what's going on around us points-wise, and just go out and have a good day and go do the damn thing.
That's exactly right. What does a good race car do here at this racetrack? What do you need your Toyota to do today?
It needs to save it a lot of fuel while I'm wide open. It needs to carve through traffic like there's nobody out on the racetrack. So a lot of impossible things, but hey, they always say, hey, put your mind to it, you can do it. So we're going to try to do the best we can.
All right, we're manifesting good things. A car that goes faster, doesn't burn as much fuel, and can carve through traffic. That's the goal for Bubba Wallace, manifesting it here today at Michigan. Chris?
And here with Ross Chastain, who's going to try to manifest another good finish. Got a top five in Richmond. He's got the Busch Light peach colors on his fire suit here today. And boy, I'll tell you what, he was one of the lightning quick race cars yesterday in practice. You were P1. I know we didn't get a full run in, but how confident are you now with this race car, with the laps you did get to run yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was really good, and what we shoot for, right? When we come here and unload in the Cup Series garage, rolls on track with rain and mist and not knowing the conditions, and we're able to go out and I can confidently commit to throttle like we were with our Busch Light Peach Chevy, and that's what I saw looking back through it last night, was a lot of throttle commitment out of us compared to other people, and that's just a natural feeling the car gave me. So it's really good at a track like this, like Michigan. Got to be hammered down, and we were yesterday.
Deadlocked even with Chris Buescher there right on the cut line. How do you approach these next 3 weeks? Is it status quo? Can you be aggressive? What's the mindset going into these kind of home stretch run to the playoffs?
I mean, I can't drive the car any harder than I've been trying, and we can't have any better strategy than we've been trying to have. Is the speed yesterday is the first half of the equation in my mind, and then after that it's just points and math, simple math. So if we acquire points through the stages and the end of the race, then it definitely, we are rewarded for it. So we know 17 will be good, 54, 23, 19. Oh gosh, showing my age there. Yeah, these guys that we're racing against, and just going for the win in the Cup Series. It's an honor to be here, and we want to take advantage of it.
All right, best of luck today. Ross Chastain, guys, again, tied at the cut line there, even with Chris Buescher going to look on to put on a show from 7.
Ross Chastain, winless so far in 2024, along with many other drivers that will look to cure that this afternoon.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. So you'd think that there would be tons of performance sneakers specifically made for walking, but there aren't. However, one company has you covered, Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. And it takes walking footwear to new heights. Because Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded with all the technology you need to get the most out of your walk. It starts with a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Plus, it has Skechers Hyperburst foam for unbelievable cushion with incredible bounce. Plus, workout walkers feature Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability, and ArchFit insoles with podiatrist-certified arch support for amazing comfort step after step. Make your walking workout more comfortable than ever with Skechers' new workout walker. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Coming up, we'll get the progressive keys to the race from John Hunter Nemechek, and also we'll chat with a four-time Michigan International Speedway winning crew chief in Todd Gordon from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.